Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Sarah. I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I help you?
Yes, good morning. How are you doing?
Doing well, thank you, and good morning to you.
Oh, happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you so much, and the same to you. That is so sweet.
I was calling because I was called the phone service to file my claim, but then it prompted me to call you all to make sure that my claim will be active for this month. So it never did let me file it because it said last week when I filed my first claim, it said that my wages, I reported my last paycheck, you know, how you have to report your wages. So, and it was like it was my wages that I admitted was excess of the amount of what my
claim
unemployment
yeah.
would be. Yeah, so I would have to call you all to make sure that my claim was active for this week. It prompted me to call this number.
I'd be happy to help you with that. What is your social?
424-373-843.
Yeah. Now, you reported your paycheck. How do you get paid? Do you get paid every week or every other week?
I was getting paid every week.
Okay. So how many days did you work last week?
Well, I didn't work last week. My last day of work was the February 4th.
Let's see. 38, 43.
Our time go in on Thursday. So our time for the check had went in at on the 3rd. So
okay, but y'all work. You have a week in the hole.
I work for I was working for Pilot Catastrophe. I hadn't worked from them from September 6th to February 4th.
But I'm just trying to see if you reported too much by accident. Because normally what they ask you to do is just report what you earned that particular week.
Did they want the amount? I don't know, because it said gross amount. So did they want the amount before the taxes were taken out or after the taxes?
Before, but what they won't say, if you worked last week, they don't want you to report any time. See, you probably got paid for Friday of the last week, and then up to Thursday of this week, they gave you 5 days, but you really weren't supposed to report but 4 of those days because they only want you to report the days that you worked during the claim week, not any pay that you make. So in the future, when you're reporting, just remember you report only the days in the week. So if you work this week and you file a claim Sunday, if you work 3 days this week, say you work Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, okay, but you're getting paid for Friday of last week, you don't have to report that Friday because you've already earned that. You're only reporting the 3 days you work this week. Yeah.
Okay.
But it's okay because you will get credit for this week because you've called in. But just for future references, you know, you'll know. I try to explain that to everybody when I do their claim. And sometimes they remember, but when that machine comes on and says, give me your gross amount, they forget, you know.
Yeah.
All right. Verify your name for me, your date of birth, your mother's maiden name, and your driver's license number.
Carmisha Andrew, September 10th, 1991. My mother's maiden name is Sparrow, and my driver's license number is 944-9856.
Thank you very much. Okay. I'll have to reopen your claim for you. Just 1 second here. Let me one minute. Let me see. Yeah. Well, are you having a good Valentine's Day so far?
Oh, yes, ma'am. As long as I can put a smile on my children's face, they're happy, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm happy.
Yeah. And one thing I found out through teaching, children are the easiest people in the world to please. You can just give them a hug and they'll smile. You know?
Yeah.
So. Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. I'm going to have to ask you some of the same questions all over again because we're redoing the claim.
Yes,
and,
ma'am.
We can't see anything from the last time, so we have to ask the questions again. Mm-hmm. I'm just going through checking some things. Okay, Kamisha, Andrew. Have you worked on any other name other than Andrew?
No.
Okay. Has there been a name change?
No.
Thank you. Okay. You would verify your date of birth is September 10th, 1991.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. I just want to be sure I have that information in correctly. Okay. Are you a, what's your gender? I'm sorry. What is your gender, male or female?
Female.
Thank you. And are you a U.S. citizen, yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Okay. What is your preferred language?
English.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself disabled, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Did you serve on active duty in the U.S. Armed Forces for more than 180 days, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. The highest, what is the highest grade you completed in school?
12.
Thank you. And we verified your mother's maiden name, so we don't have to do that again. And your driver's license number. All right, I'm going to read a monetary script to you. Okay, it says, if you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments, direct deposit into your checking or savings account, or the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you are approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
I want direct deposit, my checking account.
Okay, you have the information?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Let me pull it out real quick.
Okay, let me know when you're ready so I can click.
Okay. I'm ready.
The routing number first.
083. 000, that's 3 zeros. 108.
083 through 000, 108.
Yes, ma'am.
These banks love those zeros, don't they? What is may I have your account number, please?
304 538-099 and the number 5.
Okay. You know, I did all that typing. Nothing came out. Try it again for me.
304-538-099, number 5.
Okay, 304-538-0995.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you so much for that. Okay. Will you verify your mailing address, please?
35 Bourne Reeves Road.
Now, does Barnes have an S on it? It's just straight Barnes.
It got an S at the end.
Okay. All right. That's fine. I just want to just checking to be sure. Okay. And what's your zip code?
36553.
Okay. Thank you. Is your residence address different from the above mailing address, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Has your address changed since the last time you filed, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Okay. What is your primary telephone number?
251-525-5604.
Thank you so much. Okay, we want to verify your address. I'm going to give you your address. Let me know if it's correct. I have 35 Barnes Reed Road, McIntosh, Alabama, 36553.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you so much. Okay, these are security statements. It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. You will be asked to answer randomly generated questions. Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Vestavia, Auburn, Mobile, Florence, none of the above.
Mobile.
Thank you. Which of the following professional licenses have you ever held? Cardiovascular, dermatopathology, emergency medicine, neuroradiology, none of the above.
None of the above.
Thank you. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 1827 Sugar Valley Road, 2108 12th Avenue, 352 Mary Street, 438 River Road East. I've never been associated with any of these addresses.
438 River Road East.
Okay. Thank you, fans, for no security questions. These are regular UC questions. Did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
No.
Thank you. Are you filing for disaster unemployment assistance? Yes or no?
I can't repeat that for me. Repeat that for me.
Disaster unassistance. Are you filing for disaster?
No.
Okay.
No.
Thank you. Have you worked since the last time you filed? Yes or no?
Yes.
You worked since the last time you filed?
Oh, I got that confused. I'm thinking, every time they ask me that, I'm thinking since I filed back in 2021. Well, no, I haven't worked since the last time I filed, since last week after I stopped working with Pilot, so no.
Okay, that'll be no. Yeah, that's no. Yeah, I reported excessive earnings. ARENING. I have to type that in, that you reported excessive earnings.
Okay.
Because they want to know why you're filing the claim again.
Okay.
And I put it all together.
Let me ask you a question, because I want to know, since like I'm doing my claim all over, I know after I did my first one, they sent me a letter saying that they wanted me to fax in my W-2s for my job. So I already sent in my W-2s. I sent in my W-2s the same day that I got the letter. So I was trying to see, with us having to do this whole process over again, will you think they'll probably have to send me a whole nother letter and I'll have to do that whole process over again?
No, you're not doing that. You're not doing this because of the letter. The letter would still have the same validity. It would still verify that you worked and earned the money that you're reporting.
Okay.
Yeah. So no, they won't call for you to do that again.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Your telephone number changed? No, your telephone number was the same. Okay, it says, have you worked since the last time you filed? We said no. So they asked for the reason for the break in the claim, and I typed in, I reported excess earning. That's what you told me, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. We have to type in what you say. Okay. Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Are you currently registered for or attending school or training? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Are you available to accept full-time work? Yes or no?
Yes.
Wait a minute. Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. What was your job title when you were working?
Adjuster. ADJUSTER.
Okay. Claim adjuster.
Yes, ma'am.
Insurance adjuster, examiner. You investigate, you analyze, and determine the extent of insurance company's liability concerning personal and casualty property loss or damages.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay. Do you like to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax? Yes or no?
No, ma'am.
Do I need to reset your pen, or does your pen still work for you?
I still use my same pen, 2317.
Okay. So I have to redo that. I'm going to read this paragraph to you. This is your closing statement. Okay. The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirement effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center System. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at https://alabamaworks.alabama.gov/FOSNET and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you choose to file via the internet, the web address is www.labor.alabama.gov. If you file via the telephone number you should call each week is 800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet on next week. An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow the instructions listed could result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days, I have questions about the information. Please call 1-800-361-4524. Kamisha, Andrick, we have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions?
So once I do this, will I have to still go back and file for last week?
No, last week you were kicked out because you made more money than you were receiving checks. So
okay,
So when you file Sunday, it'll just be for this week.
But okay,
but because you're not working this week, you won't have any money to report.
Okay then.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay. You're not working, so when they ask you did you earn any money, you just put no.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Not a problem. Any other question? Well, thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Compensation Call Center. Enjoy your day.
You too.
Thank you. Bye bye.